Yeah, you gotta do all, or we lose another episode.
And that started. Ryan Potter and the Curse of the Not Starting Local.
I paused it and played it and it started.
Nice.
We've been rolling
for a little bit, so...
Yeah, I'm good.
Ah, we've been rolling. Hello, everyone! This is a professional podcast, so we know what
Fuck
we're doing
off.
And everyone knows what's going on. Aww.
The word professional is not in my dictionary, except as an acting term.
Aww.
Yeah, unfortunately, your dictionary is entirely,
your dictionary
just Latin.
Next episode!
I know that's next episode.
Your dictionary just has the term women. Why are they cool?
No.
And that's it?
My dictionary just has women. Definition, hot.
Hot. Yeah, hot. I fucking...
And it also has the women. Please help, I gotta stop falling in love with pretty girls. Say that. I gotta stop.
That's a universal trait.
What, that you keep falling in love with pretty women?
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah, but I already have three
exclusive
girlfriends. I gotta stop falling in love with. I wanna fall.
You know how it is.
All you have to do is trade in one and get.
I don't want
to
trade in any of my current girlfriends. I would like another
if
girlfriend.
If any of the people I know are listening to this, it's a joke. I don't mean that Hope should fucking trade in one of you. This is a joke. If she had to trade in one of you, you know which one it would be. Right, anyway.
Get out!
Hope just sees a woman and it's like,
man, fuck you.
Yeah, that is Hope, yeah.
I'm not that bad!
That is the character Hope identifies with the most in the show, and it is true.
I mean, okay, I will say, the fact that we were in chat last night, and someone said Toxic Yuri, and that just immediately cut through everything and got my attention, that has no bearing on anything.
So are you saying you live a Toxic Yuri lifestyle? Is that what we're getting from this?
Sure, something like that. Someone in the chat just said Toxic Yuri, and my brain just, like... It just cut through everything. Like, my ADHD just...
Well, your brain chemistry has been seriously compromised.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, my brain chemistry has been seriously compromised.
Anyway, so what's this podcast?
Toxic Genshin Impact, Yuri. We're here to talk about
This is about the Seth MacFarlane show, The Orville.
To be fair, the man has just always wanted to be making Star Trek parodies. Like, it seems like that's just his life goal to, I will parody Star Trek.
I mean, he got his wish, I guess.
I mean, yeah. And considering the Orville's better than some of the Star Trek reboot stuff. Picard.
I mean, I've not seen an actual episode of it, but I keep seeing clips of it in my YouTube feed.
I haven't seen it, but it's not hard to be better than Picard.
All I know is that there's an absolute fucking king who's an alien dude who lays an egg, so...
Based! Local alien lays egg, more at 11. The egg? So, we got a problem.
What's our problem?
We got a good episode.
Yeah,
we got two good episodes.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Okay, fair enough.
Let's not tell everyone. Spoilers.
Don't let on the fact that we're recording these back to back.
Yeah, they can't see how...
God damn it!
I mean, literally, the back of my chair is glued to Ryan's chair. I can just lean over and just poke.
What? No. Fuck off.
Poke, 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 poke.
I live in the data stream.
You can't let them see how the food is cooked.
Oh, but people need to go in the date stream. They need to see the Ryan that lives in their phone, or they'll feel sad without the Ryan that lives in their phone.
Well, there's actually a way to be able to see more of the Ryan in your phone.
No, there isn't.
Patreon.com/SGOpodcast.
Is. Exactly.
And at the $50 and above tier, we will send you the Ryan that lives in your phone, Standee.
Again, we should make that a bit higher, Standee, guys.
Does not actually exist.
20. You get $20 and you get 10% off.
For $200, I'll print a Standee.
Yeah, there you go. The $200 tier, you get the Ryan that lives in your phone. At the $15 tier, the Ryan that lives in your phone will just say you're cool.
No, I'll say eh.
Oh, he'll just say eh.
On your birthday. On your birthday, I'll say you're cool.
It's your birthday. Eh, it's your birthday. Come on, everybody, we got a party. Like, it's your birthday.
What we'll do is we'll get the Standee, right, and we'll have a little voice box inside of it so that it will say, have Ryan say, "Hello, David! You are my favorite person ever!"
I mean, what we'll do is we'll just, like, record Ryan's voice so they can, like, AI-generate Ryan singing happy birthday to you.
If anyone AI-generates my voice, why? And two...
Oh, you are aware that you signed a contract when this podcast started saying that we can...
I never signed it. I just handed the paper back to you. I never actually signed it.
You do know we never got the contract back.
No one checked.
Oh, you... Oh, we did.
No.
It was... we actually... when you joined the first Zencaster, there was actually, like, a little
tick box.
Services thing. Yeah.
See, that's what a VPN is.
You didn't read it.
Anyway, NordVPN, get around these guys.
Yeah, get around your co-host trying to make you sign an illegal and unfair contract.
I don't think NordVPN will help you with that.
NordVPN will sponsor you, though, because they'll sponsor anyone.
Listen. I'm trying to get a sponsor.
Oh, I don't want to be sponsored.
Yeah, I
want to
be sponsored by Dom Papa.
Excuse me, I don't care who I'm sponsored by. I need money.
Patreon.com/SGPodcast, ladies and gentlemen. Give us money.
Anyway,
hello everyone, this is a Stargate podcast. Ignore the big cut from when we said, like, you know, Stargate, hello, and then cut for sudden drastically. There's a Patreon edit if you want to listen to that.
Yep.
Hello. We are Stargate Oversight. Who are you?
Hi, my name's Hope Friel, my pronouns are she and it, and I'm the person speaking now.
Hi, my name is Colonel Mayborn, and my pronouns are she, her.
Hello, Colonel.
Colonel, nice of you to join us all the way from Nellis. Has that pesky courier been giving you any trouble?
I've actually been off work for a little bit. I've been getting my SRS.
Have your friends the Boomers managed to keep everyone from getting into Nellis?
I told you, I don't know. I've just got on this podcast from my holiday where I took leave to get my big titties.
Harry Mayborn, big naturals?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, that's a thing.
Hello, everybody, I'm Mark Tisha Frost.
What are your fucking pronouns?
Said she, her!
Hi, I'm Ryan. He, him, go.
Oh, boy. It's nice to have everyone back.
It is.
That's a bonus episode without either of you.
We have some, like, fucking... There's some nice chemistry that I miss when we're not all in.
I love you, Ryan.
Aw. You're all right. So this episode of Stargate introduces one of the most important things I've seen. The second come of famine.
Yes.
It's so clean. It's so clean.
I don't have it.
No. And I don't do fucking drops.
And they did it again next time. I didn't grab drops this time. I'm sorry.
I just assumed you both would do it.
No,
He literally, like,
I mean, it's basically...
He literally
it's basically.
The door.
I mean, I tend. I already have. I basically already have it.
Mm.
Hang on. Let me. I basically already have it because it's an almost identical drop to one I already have. If I can actually get it. There we go.
Come.
I got dragged into watching So I'm a Spider, So What with my girlfriend, and I spent most of the day doing that, and I didn't get drops when I meant to.
Boo, boo.
I spent most of the day playing D&D, so...
Yeah, I was meant to stream.
Fair enough, fair enough.
But instead, we just watched Spider Isekai. Pet the spider. Adore the spider. Forfeit all mortal possessions to the spider or she'll kill you. Where were we? Oh, yeah, right.
We were about... So, yeah, we have an episode of Stargate.
A normal episode of Stargate. Like, SG-1 and Hammond's giving a briefing. There's no Code Reds going on. There's no alien invasion. No one is suddenly speaking Latin.
They had a great time, and they found something cool, and they're going to go back and say hello again.
So we found a special device, which it appears that it can change the weather
on a
planet.
Who are you doing?
She's doing Hammond.
Who are you... Hammond wasn't saying that. That's what Carter.
I know, but like, I was just surmising it. I was like doing a summary of like the opening little bit, and then my brain was like, yeah, "What if I did it in the Hammond voice?"
Hey, General, have you ever heard of the video game Red Alert 2? Have you heard of the weather control? Have you heard of the Allied super weapon, the weather control device?
I personally like to play the Soviets in Red Alert. It makes me feel naughty.
I get a feeling in my tum-tum when I play the Soviets.
General Hammond just getting off on ordering fucking apocalypse tanks to invade Texas.
I don't like how it makes me feel, Captain.
There's just something about being able to launch a nuclear missile.
Good.
But yeah. So these guys, they got the touchstone. This thing called the touchstone. It's a weather control device. They can use it a lot. It's beyond even what the Gould can do, so... Yeah. It's kind of cool. We should probably go and have a look. And study in situ, because... Well, if we, say, took it away from them, shit will probably go wrong, and we should probably not take it away from them, you know?
I accidentally, with one of my, like, usual, like, but this is America comments on my notes, accidentally made a prediction about this episode. They're like, but this is America! They would never respect them, they just take it!
Yeah, but... I mean, spoiler alert, but... Yeah. Why on earth would... Yeah, we should not take it away, because otherwise things would go very badly for them, and we happen to be very nice people. We, the United States military, will respect these natives' culture and property.
Oh,
we,
and
the people of
it's
the
made
United
even
States.
Because it's made even worse, because when they go back in and they see the natives, they look like fucking natives!
Yes, they look like natives.
Yeah.
Like, the idea of what an American thinks a native looks like is what they look like.
Honestly, like, it's gonna come up later, but later there is a scene where one of the, like, natives, quote-unquote, is, wearing a furry bra and panties under her cloak. Like, even
well,
though she'd just been
yeah,
in a
it's armor.
No. No, it's not. It is not fucking armor. Like, genuinely.
Yeah, it gives her... Not, yeah, it's it has a base of 17 AC. It's bikini armor.
Sadly, Frosty, this is not your D&D game, and this is not the sexy armor you put Karlach in Baldur's Gate 3.
Why would Karlach wear... Why would she wear armor? She's a barbarian.
Sorry, this is not the armor you put...
I'm
this not
on defense,
the sexy
baby.
Bikini armor you put Shadowheart in.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, I had to correct... You're quite right. I should correct myself. Yeah, I'm looking at the end, right? She's just wearing a robe, and then she takes the robe off at some point, and she is wearing a thin bikini.
Yes, she is. I straight up, when I saw that, I mean, I know this is, like, the end we're talking about now, but when I saw that, I straight up was like, is she, like, getting naked? What the fuck?
Yes, actually. What they're actually doing is they're filming Stargate the Porno.
did look like that. It was like, I was like, is this going to be like a weird thing of like, thank you for saving us, we now reward you with sex?
Hey, luckily, as we've said, Stargate has progressed into a primetime show, which means that we're going to get a lot less of the fucked up sexual peril and full frontal nudity that we got.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if this was Children of the Gods, you know.
Yeah. The shit we got in Children of the Gods is not coming back. Because this is now a dinner time TV show and will be so to the end of its run, at least for SG-1.
Well, you see, everybody here at SG-1, what I have to tell you is we've received new intelligence that tells us the world are no longer interested in titties.
What?
Our prototype homosexuality bomb went through the gate and detonated. Office is now a homosexual. Anyway, so they go to the planet and, hey, why is the weather fucked? Oh.
Uh-oh.
Someone stole the touchstone.
Hey, everybody, does it look like we're on a green screen to you?
Yeah.
But also, like, oh, hey, angry-looking people, what's up? What?
Hey, give us back the fucking stone!
We didn't take it. Well, someone took
it. Yeah, you did!
Well, who took it? People that look like
you. You did!
Wait, what do you mean people that look like us?
You took it!
They took it.
You took it!
No, seriously, why would I come back? Why would I come back here if I took it?
Because you took it!
if we kill you, I'll get you here. Maybe they'll come back. Why would the people who stole the thing, who we don't know, who we have no way of ever knowing, give it if you take us?
Yeah, basically. All right. That is essentially what
they send in John Rambo to go after the people who are left behind.
Yeah, John Rambo is going in and finding there are in fact SG-1 prisoners of war.
All right, well, we're gonna leave.
I do like
but bye.
Yeah, Jack does just resort to gumboat diplomacy. Like,
immediately.
Not fair. They started.
They did stop it.
Yeah, for Jack's down B special, he pulls out a gun.
Is he Joker?
No, he's Happy Chaos.
That's Smash Brothers had Joker as a gun. Also, not the Joker from Batman,
yeah, I know.
The Joker from...
I couldn't remember the exact reference from fucking Guilty Gear, so I just went, he wields a gun.
Hello, Batman! Which teenage girl from Persona is your wife?
No. Okay, look, let us go, we'll find the thing for you, and then everything will be alright. Probably. Maybe. I can't guarantee anything.
Anyway.
No. No, we will not let you go.
We will not let you go. Let him go!
And then, alright, here's a gun.
Yeah, that's basically the same, yeah. Yeah, it's like
amazing.
Back and forth with them like 20 times of, no, we will not let you go, please! And then they go, okay,
fine. And we get the opening credits.
We sure do.
Hey, Jack, you're back early. How are you? What's up, son?
Hammond, what the fuck, dude? Yeah, Jack is like seconds away from just clocking Hammond.
He is 100% about to pull a gun on a superior officer.
He's like, did you fucking give alien tech? Like, this is why I like Jack, though. It's like, you fucking stole from these people after we, like, you know, are trying to be good guys. I will fucking murder you. Like, immediately. It's like, that's not what a military captain would normally actually do, but, you know, it's...
Yeah, like, Jack at least has...
ethics.
Yes.
Well, you know, Jack is an unconventional military captain. Military colonel, rather. He does many unorthodox things, but damn, does he get results.
Like,
I mean,
like,
we would never have defeated We would never have defeated Ra had he not shot his own kid.
God damn it, Jack. You're supposed to steal from the natives, not give to them. But sir, they could be allies. Ah!
Well, Jack, have you ever seen my favorite Disney movie, Pocahontas? You see, in that movie,
it's the most
clearly established. They quite clearly established that both sides were in the wrong, actually.
It's the most accurate representation of the American history. It shows the white man comes in and solves a problem between the natives and the other white man peacefully and through love. It's an accurate portrayal of what really happened. Colonel? Yes? You know what? Never mind.
General, we didn't even ask you about this. Why are you giving us an entire speech about it?
Yeah, just last week, Hammond broke down crying after giving his long essay about Pinocchio.
Okay, I'm a bit lost now.
Well, that's an old one. That's an old Jordan Peterson.
Right, the lobster daddy himself.
Yeah.
Joy. But yes, Hammond is absolutely indignant at the idea that, how dare you, Jack? None of us would even think of doing something like that. We're the good guys, Jack.
We're the military. We're the
Look,
good
trust
guys.
Me. Trust me. There is no way that anyone could have used the gate without me knowing about it. And there certainly is not a possible second gate that we already know about that could have been used.
General Hammond just sits next to the gate 24/7, he has his own little toilet next to it, he has, his own little fucking, he jacks off next to the gate, he shits next to the gate, he just pays attention to the gate at all times, and no one ever gets past him.
ADHD King, just hyperfixated on.
Caresses the gate.
Good night, my beautiful.
Honey, I haven't seen you in 2 months. Shut up! You're at the gate.
My kids, they wonder what's happened to their father.
I tell them the gate has me now. They cry. Anyway, I'll be back in a second.
I told them I'm watching pornography at work to keep them off the trail of the Stargate program.
But yes, speaking of a second gate, hey, let's have a look at the log, shall we? See if anyone's been using the...
No, absolutely not. You will not look at the logs.
No, he lets them look at the logs. What are you on about?
Well, no, at first he's like, absolutely not. Like, there is no reason to do this. And then Jack just basically does pleading emoji fingers together.
Oh god, he does the fucking trans girl shit.
And then he's like, please... Fine, you can look at the computer.
You may examine the computer, Jack. You may touch the computer, but you may only gently touch the computer with its permission. You may not finger the computer.
Please do not do anything weird to the computer. They haven't invented cloud saving yet. My heart's vine saves on there.
Please, I'm trying to make the Japanese Empire rule the world. With my custom immortal leader, General George Hammondius, I'm the head of the Yamato. I will rule the world.
I don't think Hearts of Iron had a ruler designer in it.
Shh. Desu, Jack. I will take over the world.
God damn it.
This is going to be one of those episodes, isn't it, where we can't talk about the episode because there's not much to say. So we're just talking shit.
Other than go watch it, yeah.
Yes, do watch the episode, listeners. We haven't made this clear. This is a good episode.
There's a lot of spy intrigue and, actual interesting,
yeah.
Like...
Exactly. It's the good shit. It's the good shit that...
Yeah, so it's fine. It's fine. We're going to look at the computers and... We're going to be... Watching the weather on the internet?
Yeah.
Question mark?
Bad news, I'm afraid.
Like, it's not a TV. That's not a TV. No. That's just their computer. But, like, they definitely didn't have good enough internet to be able to stream.
I mean, I think the worst news
live,
is the computer.
Live? They're streaming the live, like,
I
weather?
I think that's video that they've, like, had sent down or sent in.
Oh, alright, okay.
But the real problem they're having when trying to use the computer is that for some reason the computer is voiced by David Walliams. And it keeps saying slurs.
Oh, man.
Call back to an episode that never went out.
Yeah.
Yeah, depressing still.
We could actually salvage that episode of every time it seems that Hope is speaking. We just cut it in with a recording of you saying, "That's so true."
That's so true, bestie. Yeah, sure, we'll do that.
No, you have to redub it from context clues to try and figure out what you were saying.
Yeah. I mean, I do remember the bit where I broke Ryan's mind about "Come Fly With Me."
Oh God! Why? I mean, okay, I guess there is a long-standing tradition of Dutch racism, but...
Yeah, our boys in the Dutch Navy using barbecue sauce when they couldn't get their hands on boot polish.
God damn it.
To any Dutch listeners, I slightly apologize.
Yeah, well, we definitely can't let the Belgians, like, watch any 2000s to 2010s British television...
No.
Or it might make them so racist again that they invade the Congo again.
All over again, just like straight from the start. Like they literally just dig up the King Leopold and reinvade the Congo.
God.
Just puppeting around King Leopold's corpse on a stick. Weekend at Bernie style. We've had an election and instead of electing this con man who entered Formula One and... Condor royalty, we are instead just putting the king's corpse on a stick.
Ah, yes. Our new movie, which is fully compliant with SAG-AFTRA and the WGA, the death of Leopold.
Is that your next bonus episode, the death of Stalin?
Mine?
You said that was going to be your pick.
I don't know. If I didn't even remember having picked one yet. But, I mean, I should know. Is that an okay film? French. Okay, we're cool then.
Yeah, it seems like.
By the way, just a quick aside. I just had some. You know how it said deep fried pork chop? No, it's fucking just tonkatsu pork. It's really good.
Yes, lucky.
Hell yeah!
Like,
I'd kill for some right now.
But yeah. Carter checks the logs and is like, "Oh shit! Not in the primary logs, not in the secondary logs, but in the tertiary logs." Some motherfuckers using the second gate.
The sub file.
They never explained this.
What do you mean?
Who did this?
Who deleted the logs? That's explained in a season and...
Okay, it's explained later
it's explained
on.
Next
oh,
season.
Okay, okay. Well, because the only reason I was thinking maybe they forgot it is because they don't even address it again in the episode.
There is...
Like, even, like, an offhand comment being like, well, we never figured out.
Yeah. It's revealed in, like, a season and a bit's time that someone in the SGC is working for the NID.
Okay, got it.
That's it. I'm not telling you who or anything. Wait till the future. Right. Having checked the logs, they go and check back on the Madronans, and they discover something truly horrible. Global warming has struck 2 days before the day after tomorrow, and is absolutely fucking over the Madronans.
Well, it's our own fault for all that fossil fuel they've got.
Yeah, the Madronans are just, like, seeing them come back and being like, Hey, you guys, just shoveling this global warming off my driveway.
We had to invent the term global warming this morning.
What did you do? Why did we have to now learn this new term?
Yes, this morning we had to discover climate change and climate change denialism.
My neighbor doesn't think it's real, even though he's fucking snowed in and on fire. It's nuts.
Yeah. How could it be global warming?
Just a bit of cold. Just a bit of cold. Never killed anyone, did it?
How could it be global warming if it's snowing? It's called climate change, you fucking...
Global warming was this morning. This afternoon we figured out it's climate change. It's not the same thing. Ooh, it's different now, is it? Ooh.
Spear to the face. Right. Yeah, very sorry. We'll be back, though. We'll be back to help you guys, we promise.
Trust me.
We're good people.
We met you yesterday.
Also, poor old Jack is still traumatized by... I'm freezing to death in the desert, no! Sorry, in the fucking Arctic, my bad. Words.
Antarctica,
that's a fair thing to be traumatized.
Yes, local man traumatized by near-death experience.
More at 11, what a pussy.
Yeah, right. Fucking pussy, how could you... So, we have, we've triangulated all of the weird,
what we've got is the mystery of the red phone not working.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Because General Hammond is trying to call the red phone to try and...
Why? Excuse me, why am I talking to some femboy at the White House? I'm trying to speak to the president right now.
The most masculine man known to creation.
Yeah, I'm trying to reach President Clinton, and all I'm getting...
I swear, is he playing the saxophone again?
He's out with...
Where's Malika? Get me Malika.
Oh, he's out with his secretary and some guy called Jeff.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
Oh! I don't know who that is.
I won't see him for 2 weeks. Oh, do you know him? No.
Where is he gone? No, we don't know. Gone to some island somewhere.
We have discovered that the second Stargate is currently located on
Jeffrey Epstein's
the Lolita Express.
Oh no, Jeffrey Epstein intergalactic nonsense back.
We believe that he might be aligned with the Gwal. And that Apophis may spend vacation time on Little St. James Island.
We believe that President Clinton may have been compromised by Apophis when he was on Little St. James. I hate that this bit keeps coming up.
It's applicable.
I know.
Listen here, folks. They don't want you to know. They don't want you to know that the president has an alien worm in him that's controlling him.
The gold of the government. It's not snake people, it's fucking...
where are we?
And we all know who's really behind this.
Yeah, civilians in government, because, right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. Because you see, Jack, when the Stargate program was founded, some people wanted to just take shit anyway, because we're America. But us military type thought that this wasn't right. We want to honor our alliances. So probably some civilian or politicians.
Well, you see. Yes, you see, those civilians and politicians are always incredibly imperialistic. Unlike the United States military that respects the sovereignty of other nations.
Yes, we are indeed
the military
people.
It's only the civilian branches of the United States that don't respect nation sovereignty. The military would never.
Especially not the Joint Chiefs. They would never.
No, God, no. What's that about Samoro? I mean... It's just fucking Foghorn Cleghorn at this
Foghorn
point.
Foghorn Cleghorn. Oh no, it's Nick Clegg crossed with Foghorn Leghorn. No!
I fucking prefer Foghorn Leghorn. Now there's a man I can start a partnership with and take full control from.
I say, we need to put OnlyFans women on the terrorist watch list.
Those goddamn women making money without a man, it's not right.
What are we doing?
How dare they? It's not fair that they're making more money than me on a military salary. I don't like it. No.
Local. Oh, fuck. This just. I don't want to bring drama YouTubers in, but wasn't it fucking. One of them that got fucking called out for trying to slag off people who are on OnlyFans?
Well, no, that was XQC.
I thought it was a drama YouTuber.
Well, recently it was XQC.
Yeah, it was XQC.
God, all those cunts fucking annoy me so much.
Agreed.
If you don't know who XQC is, you probably do because he's fucking ridiculously famous. But the guy just gambles on stream. That's all he does. He just fucking gambles. And he's not even gambling with his money. He's gambling with a casino's money and promoting the casino. That's all he does.
Oh, of course he is.
That's not true. Sometimes he decides that he needs to opine on a random topic that he doesn't know shit about.
OnlyFans.
He's also the worst kind of French. He's Quebec. That's just like.
He's not even French.
Disgusting.
The fake French. You think they're French, but the French don't like
French
them.
The French hate their
it's
asses.
Pretty funny. It's pretty funny, man.
It's pretty fucking funny.
We need to protect our culture. It's not your culture, says the actual French.
But we believe we are French.
What is that? As someone is speaking English in my country, I will fucking spit on them and I will kick them out of the area. It's like, but you're English. I'm French!
You're French!
You're not. You're not
Quebecois!
French.
Quebecois!
He's not French.
We are not French! We are Quebecois!
And just a Parisian fucking spits on them and goes...
You are not even worth this swill from the bottom of my wine after I have emptied my cigarette in it.
My favorite thing is Quebecois French is like so removed from actual French that like a real French person cannot understand it properly.
That's hilarious. I love it.
And it's so fucking dumb. It's basically just like a whole English. It's a whole area that's going on like we're better than you because we speak a different language, and it's like
except you're not.
What?
Everyone thinks you're a cunt.
Well, what I have to say about that is handgun, hamburger, hot dog, AR-15.
Thank you, Mr. President. thanks to the power of science, Captain Carter has located the second gate, and guess where it is? It's in our favorite place in the world, the Nevada Desert. Every trans person's favorite place in the whole world.
Hold on. Nevada Desert? Where in the Nevada Desert could it be?
New Vegas.
New Vegas is not
Yes, it is. It's a queer
icon. I like New Vegas. Everything can be, but the...
New Vegas is a queer icon. Get over it, sissy.
Oh, how dare you call me sissy? That's fucking bigotry.
Get over it! Get over it! Get over it!
Get over it!
I'll have you arrested.
Sis boy!
I'll have you arrested for bigotry.
Sis boy!
Hey! Sis boy! Get over it!
This is the worst thing I've ever said on stream. On pod, I'm sorry.
It's definitely not the worst thing I've ever said.
No, I've probably said worse as well. Anyway. And not only is it the location where the second gate was, but guess who else has gone there? guess who else is in the
Colonel Colonel Mayborn.
Our favorite boy. Our favorite birthday
boy. The boy!
Not the biggest bitch, Mayborn.
Yeah, birthday boy himself. Okay, sorry, he's gonna be a birthday boy later in the episode, but yes. Our boy, Harry Mayborn, is also in Nevada out at Nellis.
You have to go there, but you have to make sure that you don't cause any conflict there. You can't hit Mayborn. It's his birthday. And you wouldn't hit a birthday boy, would you, O'Neill?
But I want to hit him. He's the thing. I want to hit the birthday boy. Let me hit the birthday boy.
Honestly, it's like a fucking, like, if it sounds like kind of like a bucket list thing to hit someone on their birthday.
It does. It sounds like a fuck. Like a... Adding to my bucket list.
Yeah. We're gonna have to sneak into Area 51. Listen,
if we Naruto run all the way into Area 51, the gods will not be able to shoot us. They cannot stop us if we all Naruto run in there.
But sir, why would you... No, we're not just gonna Naruto run. We're gonna have shoot all the time. Oh, yeah, that might work. Yeah.
Hey, we're in the Air Force, so... Yeah, that's right. Why don't we just rock up there? We can do that. We're allowed to.
Why don't we just bomb it? What?
Now you listen here, Sonny. I just want to have some fun. When they try and shoot at me, I will flash my Air Force ID. They will know that they are shooting at a superior officer, which is illegal.
We will be.
And they will back off.
We will be deploying our AC-130 on them.
Sir, I wasn't aware you'd already got such
here,
a kill streak.
Here, take these alien weapons.
Oh, we'll be speaking about alien weapons later.
If anybody tries to stop you, remember your God-given Second Amendment right to carry as many gold staff weapons as you want.
And remember, if you kill someone with a gold weapon, it never happened.
Hold on, actually, a gold weapon would probably be legal.
Yep.
Yep.
It's not a firearm. Not a firearm.
Yep. It's a fucking not a firearm. It's not regulated in any way. There's no regulation for it. And there's no way to pin it on you because it shouldn't exist.
Oh my god,
we have to petition. We have to petition Joe Biden to add
adds that gun.
Second Amendment exemptions. So yeah, they travel to Nellis Air yep. Force Base, and immediately I'm sad I don't have the drop, but immediately there's just a guy there ready to be like, "Welcome to Spectre Island."
Welcome to Spectre Island. Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, let's show all of the... Would you like to see all of the stuff we've stolen?
Yeah, welcome to Area 51. Thanks for keeping us all employed. Otherwise, we'd just be busy working on the F-35, the railgun, and all the other stuff that we are secretly working on here.
We also work with... I've also heard that they are working on some kind of special... power suit for genetically modified children that has some sort of device in it that jerks you off while you're wearing it.
And in this room, is where we're working on the LGBT super soldier project. We inject them with estrogen, and then we inject them with all sorts of things that makes them guaranteed to turn a cis man into a trans woman in an instant.
No, that's the secret CIA project. They're injecting random people with estrogen because they think it would be funny.
The CIA just putting estrogen in the supply.
Does this provide any tactical advantage? Tactical? I'm gonna fuck about that. It'd be funny.
There was a program the CIA did. that was to try and make people gay program was a real thing.
Oh, the fucking gay bomb. They wanted to try and deploy in Cuba and shit. Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah, I remember this. It's because the idea, and the best part here, everyone, is it's because they thought it would make the enemy weaker if they were all gay. Because, and it's like, that is such a fucking deep-seated, like, hatred of homosexuality that you think the easiest way to beat your enemies is to turn them gay.
Ryan, I can explain this to you. 90% of the CIA is Mormons.
No. Oh, is it the fucking Mormons? Of course it's the fucking Mormons.
It's always the Mormons.
Honestly, one of my favorite things about the CIA is, like, during all of, like, the weird, like, LSD, MKUltra shit, that every, like, all, like, but everyone in the CIA became increasingly paranoid because it became a huge problem that people were, like, stealing stuff from the supplies and, like, MKUltra drugging their co-workers as pranks.
Yeah,
like,
I know about this.
Guys would get so paranoid to the point where, like, I've been drugged. They're like, Steve, we haven't drugged you. And then they realized they had to drug Steve to find out what would happen to someone who was actually that paranoid. They put them on LSD.
I've actually been, I've been listening to the Cracktoberfest series on Behind the Bosses, where they do a 6-part about the CIA and cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fucking great. There's the bonkers bullshit. And the fact that if you were trying to do what the CIA and Reagan, because of course it's Reagan, Reagan did, and you were like a civilian, like a gang or whatever doing it, you would be so much smarter about it. It would probably work so much better because you didn't have the apparatus of government just cocooning you so that every fuck up could be a, oh, well. No, hang on a minute. Well, I forget. And
my favorite was about the Iran-Contra affair. But
this is about
my
favorite.
Specifically about the fucking weapons deals. when Reagan got called out for lying about it, and his fucking speech on it was,
Well, I don't recall. Well, I don't recall.
No.
That was when he got fucking, like, not impeached, but soft impeached.
He said, when I said that, in my heart and in my mind, I was telling the truth.
Yeah.
But the facts state
but
otherwise.
The facts state otherwise.
Yeah, I think we've said this line has come up a few times on the pod.
I know, it's so
it's
good.
A classic of the pod.
The thing about this period of Reagan's presidency was the man was so fucking senile at this point that, like, the way it worked was you basically just had to be the last person talking to Reagan.
Yeah.
So what these people did is they fucking, like, scheduled meetings around each other to try and force the other one out at the wrong time so they could get in, and they call the president at, like, really odd hours of the night just to try to be the last one saying something to him, because if you were the last one saying something to him, it would happen the next day. This guy was the fucking president!
Good thing the United States has never elected an insane television personality ever again.
Not at all.
Huge.
I mean,
China.
I still think, like, one of my favorite stories was about how, like, when they didn't know what radiation would do, they would, like, give people radiation stuff for fun, like, just like the drugs, they would fuck around with radiation as well because they just didn't know what it did, so they just did it.
Why not put some fentanyl in it? Just because, you know, that would be fun as
exactly.
well.
They would just do random shit like, well, we put fentanyl in it, what's it do? He's turned out gay, sir.
What?
Sir,
the fentanyl that makes you gay?
Yeah, the fentanyl has made this man into a homosexual.
That's why the cops are so paranoid about it.
Yeah, the fentanyl makes you gay. Exactly. That's why the cops are so worried about fentanyl.
Also, like, if they really think that it would make a military force less effective, I don't know. You should have looked at, I don't know, any Japanese army, in the feudal Japan period. Those dudes were fucking each other all the time.
I mean, what about the fucking
and that didn't stop them fighting.
They're all sucking and fucking each other.
Yeah, yeah, Spartans were sucking and fucking. They certainly were killing and murdering all of the time.
I mean, what group of historical people was not sucking and fucking? Shout out to our boys, the Templars, for sucking and fucking on the altar.
Oh, yeah. Based,
yeah,
actually.
Reasons why the Templars got cancelled. Having too much money and sucking and fucking on the altar. Mostly having too much money, though. The crime of having more money than the Pope.
You know, I think what the Templars should have done is stayed in Jerusalem, stayed there sucking and fucking, smoking weed with Saladin,
yeah, they
right?
Have they should have just hung out with our boy Salad Bar.
You can't call him that.
Sorry, that's a Destiny joke. Lord Saladin is jokingly referred to as Lord Salad Bar.
Or Salad Fish,
yeah,
or whatever.
Well, that's the Islamic community of listeners we've entirely lost now.
I mean, this has been an episode to offend, let's be real. We pissed off the Quebecois, the,
We don't care about
the point. We pissed off most people this episode without even trying to. But yes, We come to the disturbing realization that in this universe, the raid on Area 51 would have actually found something if they had actually gotten through the gates. Because, welcome to Area 51. We're researching the meaning of life, how to cure cancer, minerals, metals, and in this room, we're using the remains of the death gliders you bought us to keep the B-52 flying for the next 100 years.
I do love, like, I mean, what it looks like when they're sort of walking around and examining all of this shit is that they just sort of mostly just have it lying there and are, like, fucking around with things. It's like they are doing absolutely nothing useful whatsoever.
They are just vibing so hard.
Every single person on Mayborn staff has ADHD. And I respect them.
All ADHD kings who work for the military and don't do any actual work.
They just can't focus on, like, ooh, they're just like, they get, like, the new toy from the SGC and they're like, ooh, what's this? I'm like, I understand that, and I respect that.
But we find out that, we find out that Area 51 only has one alien, and it's our boy Tilk. He's the only alien there. And
I do love how Tialk is like, Tialk just says to Mayborn, in my culture, we kill you.
I do love that, and it's the exact way you should treat Harry Mayborn. In my culture, I have every right to fucking end your ass, bitch. I know what you did.
Well, Colonel Mayborn, as a higher-ranking officer in the military than you, I have to say that we should respect Tiag's good culture.
I agree. We should indeed see that Colonel Mayborn fucking dies.
So, this scene is funny because I know it's them, like, trying to sort of beat around the bush a little bit and, like, try and figure out where, like, the gate and the touchstone is. But it does come across as Mayborn is too stupid to be threatened.
I mean, he is far too fucking stupid to be threatened. Like, the man is actually really smart, but he's kind of dumb.
Is he?
Like, he's smart enough to know when stuff's going on, he's smart enough to not know. It's weird. Turns out that... Hey, Harry, do you know where the Touchstone is? Or the second SG team? No. No.
I don't know what any of this stuff is. I have no idea what you're talking about. No, here, no we've idea. Even got... Well... Okay, fine. We do have the Stargate here, but it's locked in a box. It's all sealed away.
Can we see the second Stargate?
No.
Can we see it, though?
No.
Are those the Northern Lights?
No.
Located entirely within the Stargate in your shed?
Can no. we see? Yeah. It is just another fucking scene of them, of just, like, Jack and their others being, and the SG-1 team just being like, please, no, please, no, please, no. Okay, fine.
Yeah, it does. Like, it is...
I actually kind of like the idea that possibly, like, as soon as, like, they found out that they were coming, that Mayborn had someone, like, put together a really cheap fake one right away, and, like, and they're, like, and it's like, it's like a guy standing behind them who's sort of being, like, he's just... It's not finished yet!
He's just, like, Mayborn just, like, sends a signal, and the guy they hired with the grout and spackle is just, like, hurriedly pushing his cart out the back door before SG-1 could see them. He's called Baz. He has no idea what he's doing. He's never seen the gate or anything. He's just doing what some guy paid him to do.
Yeah, and they get there, and they open the box, and they're, like,
this is the gate?
Yeah, this is the gate. Ah, but you must have just quietly locked it away when you knew that we were coming. And Maywan's like, haha, but you've got no proof of anything. Just as long as you don't touch this Stargate.
Hey Maywan, why is my gate made out of plastic?
I love that it's plastic!
Like, Harry, buddy, did you not expect us to touch the fucking Stargate?
I love that it's plastic.
It just has
it's fucking plastic.
It has "Made in China" by AliExpress written on the underside.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All of the runes are spelt wrong on this.
Yeah, this is kanji. It says "Go fuck yourself, white boy."
Yeah. This one is the. Yeah, this one is the kanji. It appears to be the kanji for lettuce.
Yeah, and then someone below it has drawn a really poor, lacking in detail lettuce.
Yeah, I immediately, like, Mayborn, where the fuck is
Mayborn,
it?
What the fuck are you doing, Harry? Harry, stop fucking with me.
No one in the military has the gate, I promise!
Oh, but someone not in the military has the gate.
I can't tell you! No, not listening!
Yeah, basically. Like, hey Harry, what's the punishment for losing priceless alien technology?
Who says I lost it? Why would you admit that?
I mean, Jack is threatening him, and, like, I believe the exact words are, those orders better be coming from the air is real thin. Oh, Colonel, you don't know how thin the air truly is up there.
Well, I mean, at this point, Mayborn could just tell him to fuck off, right?
He genuinely could, and probably should.
Just tell him to fuck off, right? Do not say, stop admitting things!
Stop admitting to doing crimes! Harry!
No!
Harry, just don't admit to doing crime! Like, this just has the vague of, oh crap, I never should have said it was illegal.
Oh crap, I definitely shouldn't have said it was classified.
Yeah, it's like that old fucking fat Tony trying to convince Bart, you know? It's like, you know, if it fell off a truck, right, what would be the harm in that, right? Listen, Jack. The Stargate you're looking for, it just fell off a truck, you know?
Hey, listen, Jack, you're breaking my balls here! It fell off a truck, okay? nasty Italians that will no longer listen to our podcast.
Yes!
Now.
Adding to the list. The ever-growing list of people we're pissing off today. Oh, I'm going to apologize. But hey, we have a plan, right? We have a potential solution to our problem, right? What if we overload a gate and we send the map back through it? You know, cross the universe to see what's going on in our own backyard. Which they do. Though for some reason they go back to Madrona?
Yeah, why did you need to go there? You couldn't dial it from anywhere else that you know how to dial it from.
They literally have a list of, like, go to the Land of Light or, like, the abandoned gates that no, like, planets where no one, like, gives a shit.
Yeah, like, just like the Land of Light, which is the place that we have previously established is, like, the one place you go to when you need to go to another gate.
Yeah, it's like, this is where we send off.
You've already done this!
Fucking Tilk's wife and son there. Can I have a... No.
I don't have the drop.
I have that one. Oh, I'll find it later.
You're the one wife and son.
Yeah, they go and see Tilk's wife and son at the Land of Light, and it's like, yo... we're just gonna borrow your gate, don't worry about it. But they go by some Madrona and do it in a fucking blizzard.
Oh.
Yeah, what I have is...
Yes, thank you. It works, they send them out through, and someone shoots it.
Immediately just gets gunned down, yeah. Which, I don't know what you're expecting, but...
Probably not that, I don't think they were quite expecting someone to just be standing there with a Glock.
But while they weren't able to properly track it, they are able to get a vague location of where it is.
Where is this vague location?
Southern Utah.
It's Utah, baby!
The Mormons are back!
Mormons!
The Mormons!
They've had enough of Book of Mormon and they've decided to become an intergalactic space power.
That's it, the Mormons have had enough, we'll be no one's laughingstock anymore.
Those fucking Canadians are gonna get what's coming to them.
We're going to find Matt and Trey Parker and take them outside and teach them a biblical lesson.
Put them against the wall, yep, exactly.
That's an actionable threat, technically, even if it's a joke.
Yeah, it's
yes,
funny,
it is, this is very true.
Right,
Yeah, I'm sorry, it's an actionable threat that my buddies and I and the CIA are going to extrajudicially murder someone.
Listen, we all know this podcast is affiliated with the CIA.
That's true. Every Western podcast with a trans woman on it is just affiliated with the CIA or whatever. This is true. We all know about this.
Or whatever.
I mean, some of you...
It's fucking funny, because, like, the one actually... sort of semi-CIA affiliated podcast is actually Fresh and Fit.
It's actually what?
Fresh and Fit.
Don't even know that one.
Oh, it's one of those fucking Manosphere and stuff.
Oh, of course it
ones.
Is.
Actually, no, I guess less incel, more Andrew Tate Sigma male shit.
That's the same bullshit.
Yeah, but no, we're like tough... guys, we fuck a lot. That kind of thing. We don't respect women.
Yeah,
one of the main guys from it was literally a former member of the CIA. Sorry, no, he was the fucking Homeland Security.
that's not a real job.
Surprising.
That's not a real job. He's DHS.
It's not a real job. Oh, yeah, that's fine. It's not a real job.
It's not a real job.
It's fine. Utah, anyway.
So, yeah, I'm going to meet with my buddy, Winslow.
Sir, only appearing in this episode. Who? Only ever mentioned in this episode.
Who?
Never appearing again.
The scene is very much written
like this is somebody we're supposed to know.
Yeah, Hammond just says Winslow and...
Like, it's a cameo of, like a character from an old episode?
Never.
It's like, no, we don't know who this man is. We do
He's
not know this man.
Some guy.
Do you know anything weird going on in the entirety of the United States, George?
Yeah, actually, the entirety of the United States, my boy.
Could you narrow it down in any way on the slightest?
Yeah, there's a guy called John going around New York shooting a bunch of people who killed his dog.
Yeah, that still doesn't narrow it down, I'm afraid.
There's a taxi driver who's killing people.
Man, fuck this shit.
In London.
If anyone uses my my local,
that still doesn't narrow. Oh, that's shit. No, that doesn't narrow anything down. I'm sorry, I'm afraid.
But I was here. I was doing
the thoracic attack.
I was on time.
Was he a clown dressed as a clown as well?
Oh, fuck.
This is a different kind of fake taxi.
Oh, get out. How much have we actually talked about
boy.
Stargate and how much of this is just
I can't rejoin. Oh no, you might need my local.
The entire
episode has just been bits.
Anyway. Yeah.
I'm going to make a joke that's going to make you mad that you have to, cause you're going to have to cut it. With the modern Siskel and Ebert.
Out!
Oh, Ryan's dead.
Ryan, fuck. Crap. I didn't even realize we'd lost him.
It's been a long day.
We're trying to get on with the episode.
Without
we could go for an
you,
hour and a half.
My friend.
I mean, we're technically close to the end.
We have to do another one after
this. I have
this.
A break to do. I'm gonna be so apologetic that I'm running late. Anyway, so welcome to fucking General Hammond's Adventures in Spying. It's the only way I can describe this because he goes full deep throat, suits up to meet a guy, and is like, George, come with me. We have to get away from the parabolic microphones.
I don't understand. Why would I move away from this bench? I'm quite comfortable sitting here.
George, you melon! I need to do secret spy shit.
But I'm really tired. I had to walk all the way here from Cheyenne Mountain Base.
George, you fucking cunt!
Okay, fine. But only if they have an ice cream vendor along the way.
Fine, I'll buy you ice cream, George. I'll buy you the Texan special that comes with brisket on top.
Alright, you owe me a favor, so you gotta tell me what's going on in Utah.
Well, there's some weird shit going on in Utah. There's Mormons, and oh, somebody just ordered a C5 Galaxy to Utah, Jack. Sorry, George? Don't know what they're doing with a C5 Galaxy. Probably having sex in the back, I'll be honest.
I believe that might be the replacement for the temporary replacement for the Lolita Express while it's in the shop.
Yeah, that could be it, George. The Lolita Express is in the shop this week.
And that means that's where the Stargate is.
How else are they meant to get all those children from interstellar regions?
Oh, God.
I hate this. I hate that we have invented this bit, and it will not die because it keeps being topical.
This is why the Asgard do not like showing themselves to us, because we have lots of Asgard children.
I mean,
A strange financier is for some reason paying tuition towards.
I was going to just joke that the Asgard are child-sized and so.
Oh god. Are the Asgard child-coded?
Itoya, sorry. Hey, we do need to finish this up so Ryan can get back in for the next one. But yeah.
So, yeah, They get back and they plan. All right, here is the plan, everybody. Are you listening?
No.
What you're gonna do is you're gonna go there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
you're
plan.
Go there and
any
not
questions?
Them because we do not know if they are friendlies or enemies. Therefore, you may not shoot them.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna go in there and make sure you all have your suppressed stealth builds on. I ain't quitting back to the lobby just because one of you have the wrong build equipped.
I mean, that's the good thing with the Payday 3 is, of course, that there is no, with the new update, there is no concealment. You can just build your, bring your loud weapons to a stealth heist if you can play the game.
Yeah, and then you play the game and you realize it fucking sucks.
Yeah, you play the game, it's like, fuck, why did I play this?
Can't wait for the next Payday 2 DLC.
I mean, they can't. They physically cannot afford to give up on this because they got, like, a massive loan from Deep Silver to make it.
Well, I was gonna joke that Embracer is gonna be buying them now, but, Embracer does not have any money
Nobody
right now.
Nobody has any
so.
Money. It's the fuck because, you know, everything's.
They're allegedly Embracer is going around right now asking people to please buy Gearbox from them because they have no money.
Wait, didn't Gearbox have a bunch of people laid off from them?
Probably.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of layoffs from Gearbox recently. Yeah. Welcome to the Gymquisition, everyone.
I haven't watched any of those videos.
I've actually not watched.
They make me really fucking depressed.
Yeah.
So I sort of just stopped watching them for a while.
If I want to hear about the horrors of capitalism, I have Trash Future. But yeah. We get to see SG-1 do their best stealth run, which honestly, like, they have the little they have the mirror on a stick. They've got the suppressed weapons. Everything goes really well.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's another guy in a box when because they find the hangar. They take a peek inside. They tag the guys that the guards that they can see.
Yeah, they like they
get
they mark
in
the guard and they're like, right, use it now. I can see them constantly with my eagle vision.
Mm-hmm. They shout at them and then
they press the wrong button and
make
they
them handcuff themselves
instead of cuffing them.
No, they. But unfortunately, they didn't realize there was another guy hiding in a box nearby, and he's called in the alarm. They didn't put any CM down.
Yep, he has indeed rung the alarm.
Yeah, I do love that this that guy hiding nearby with the dial home device. He just slaps it.
He's
in.
Like, ah, fuck it.
They all do like a comedic. They all do like a comedic slapstick runaway and dive into the gate.
I mean, they
don't
just all do a comedic slapstick runaway and dive in. They also like make a. They like two of them make a play for the box, which is. Obviously has the touchstone in, and they just like they do a little dance and run away because you know, they've been shot at with an MP5.
Hello,
hey,
I'm back.
Hey, Ryan's back.
Hi.
I had to install a new browser.
And it
literally just wouldn't load
until
I installed a new browser.
They rush away and escape, and then oh, how convenient, Daniel. Just got to the dial home device too late, so he couldn't see what they put in.
Daniel, no!
Now we'll never know where. Oh, we should also point out that because we didn't mention this, but it's not the CIA; it's the NID that this is.
Can I also point out this point that they bought Zats with them? They could have Zatted these men at any point.
Yeah. Also. I don't understand
this
how
entire...
they managed to perfectly make an outline of their bodies with the gun every time, but, you know...
Yeah, they fuck it up so hard trying to, It's like, no, like, Hammond just said this is a non-lethal run, then bring the M16 that tranks people!
Yeah, because, like, fucking Jack O'Neill, you cannot convince me in that scene that Jack O'Neill was not shooting to fucking kill all of
them. Yeah, he's just, like, shooting and they're doing a little dance.
That motherfucker is trying to... Yeah, Hammond told them not to shoot them and that motherfucker's trying to double tap them.
I will fucking murder all of them. Mm.
But, hey, the good news is they got the touchstone. They didn't, which is great. They go and give it back to the Madronans, and we learn that whoever built the device has clearly mastered the fifth fundamental force.
Oh no.
But, hey, this is...
Is it unnecessary? Is the fifth force unnecessary female nudity?
Yes, it
nudity?
Is, because immediately after seeing the... After, like, getting the touchstone back, the High Priest's niece just, like, strips her robe off, reveals she's been wearing the furry panties and bikini.
Oh, can we talk about... Can we talk about the two times that they return to this planet and they play... They have, like, ADR'd the same clip of her saying, "Uncle, they've returned!"
Yep.
Jeez.
It's right.
If we were a certain other podcast that rated misogyny of the things that we watch, it wouldn't be our highest, certainly, but we'd definitely be putting a few points up for this one, wouldn't we?
Yeah, this is misogynistic shit. What the fuck? Why are you doing this to this woman? What is she wearing?
Also, what is the purpose of this?
I don't know, but it's because she's opened the door. So, to let the sun in, and we see a beautiful matte painting. Which, I mean, we're all glad to see the beautiful matte painting, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then they reveal, like a picturesque beach there, and then it's like, "Oh yes, everybody in the SGC, this is... We are unveiling that we're sending everyone here now for the beach episode of..."
Ah, yes, the beach episode of Stargate. A fan favorite for many years to come. But yeah, we get back and we find out that the bad news is Hammond has lost control in the investigation to what happened. But the good news is...
That's crazy.
They got to keep the gate at least. And to make sure that no one fucks with the gate again, they're putting a big fucking hatch on it that says "Do not open under any circumstances."
Yeah, of course the best part of this is they make Mabel watch them do it.
And Mabel's just silently standing there fuming like, "I'll be back, you fuckers! I'll be back, you watch me!"
I swear they're gonna do... I'm making a prediction here. I swear they're gonna end up doing some dumb bullshit where they try and, like... Well, because of all of the stuff that's been sent to them by the SGC, they managed to reverse engineer Gould and ancient technologies, and fuse them together to make their own new gate or some bullshit.
Okay, that doesn't happen.
Okay, that would be dumb. Which is why I thought it was gonna happen.
That doesn't happen. We will see some reverse engineering shit done by humans, but that's a lot of things. Yes, Harry Mayborn declares he'll be back, Gadget, and his... "I'll get you next time, SG-1. Next time!" And the episode ends with Harry, with Mayborn just being smug as shit like, "Property gets transferred all the time, Colonel. So do people. So does everything. Fuck you."
Yes, that's right, and... "Colonel Mayborn, we are now in the process of transferring you into a metal barrel that will be welded into a concrete pillar."
Ah, he's keeping Jan Marcel at company.
Exactly.
Joke for me, you and nobody else.
Yep, just for us.
Yep. But yes, that was Touchstone.
It was.
What does it say about our boys and girls in the American military?
That they're very good. They're very good, honest.
That they've never done anything wrong ever.
They're all birthday boys, and it's only the really, really bad people in the intelligence sphere that would ever do anything
like this. It's those cucks in military intel, exactly.
See, this is actually kind of a very much an episode of its time in a way, because while, like, the military in this is sort of like, we are the unquestionable good guys who would never do anything bad like this. Like, after 9/11, any movie about, like, American intelligence, the CIA, or anything like that, also does this.
Yeah. It's just this, is this, I think, I actually can vaguely remember, so there was this basic, there was this sort of, like, malformed version of the truth that went around that, kind of linked to why, like, the Bush did 9/11 memes kind of got really popular in that time, was that because they sort of knew about the potential for it happening, the intelligence guys were all evil and, you know, not telling us, the good freedom-loving people of the USA, that they knew about incoming disasters and shit. That's where this kind of originates from.
Mm?
And this probably, like,
Hello?
Started there. Wait, I've been assassinated?
What happened again? Okay. Hmm.
We're back?
Oh! Oh, hello!
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. I'm just gonna press the start recording button, we're just gonna get back on with this. We're in a rush. Yeah, so it's fucked. It's basically just this weird distrust of intelligence services that was just always been there, because it's like, oh, what are they doing now? They're not doing the Cold War. What are they doing? They must be doing weird shit. You know? Must be going around putting MSA millenniums on random people and making them fucking, you know, brainwashed by government and all that shit.
Soon as 9/11 and the war on terror hits, they're actually the troops as well. Now, yeah. So you have to. Any time you see a girl wearing cat ears and striped socks in public, now just to hedge your bets, you have to shake her hand and say thank you for your service.
Do that anyway. She's probably done immeasurable services to, like, weird niche internet kink cultures with posting, or like, she's one of the people, she invented the missile knows where it is, because missile knows where it is, you know?
Exactly, yes.
You know, like, the real troops doing the real work. Like, the people that are truly braver than the Marines. But yeah, it's a weird episode of its time with how it seems to view the military. It's weird. I agree with you. I mean, I guess it's kind of built off the perception that Iraq 1 was a righteous war, because they were protecting Kuwait from Saddam's aggression.
Yeah, didn't they give Saddam a lot of guns?
Okay, so, right. In the 1980s, Saddam was our bestie because he
picked
a fight with Iran for us, so we were happily arming him. Like, we knew he had chemical weapons because we kept the fucking receipts for all the money he owed us for said chemical weapons. But then in the 1990s, Saddam picks a fight with OPEC, which kind of justified because OPEC are bastards, and he does that by taking over Kuwait, which the US can't stand for, and the US get to frame themselves as genuine freedom people. And Operation Desert Storm is probably the blueprint for a military operation to this day, with just how successful it was for the
Allied troops. You see, Colonel O'Neill, back in the 80s, we used to have a lot of fun hanging out with Saddam, digging holes with him.
Yeah, we built entire roads out of corpses in the marsh. They did that.
It was really sad when we were just hanging out with our boys in the Middle East, and the damn Russians just murdered a bunch of innocent civilians on this highway for no reason.
Sorry, my head's just in my hands because I'm remembering, like, what that thing did for the A10. Anyway.
Wait, quick question. Were you streaming this on... What browser were you using? Okay, because mine hard crashed, and that's why I had issues. Yeah. And it was using a shitload of RAM before it hard crashed, I noticed. So I wonder if...
I've been using Edge that's for
bad.
This.
I was using Edge, and my Edge hard crashed on me. I think PodCastle just sometimes uses a stupid amount of RAM, and it can, and then eventually you know, you run out of RAM. And the big
hard crashes. Got anything else to say in summary?
In summary, what does this say about the U.S. military?
we just did that.
I know. I fucking know.
Yeah, they're good birthday boys who never did anything wrong.
In summary, this episode is actually one of the first times that you start to really see that, like, not everyone is as idealistic as our boys and girls in the Star.
Yeah, the brave, idealistic U.S. military who has never done anything wrong. Yeah.
That's about all I got.
Yeah, that's all we've got.
You see, Jack, we know it wasn't us that did any of this because, every member, every one of the SG teams knows where they are because they know where they are.
Alright, so, thank you for listening. This was a good episode, though. I do like it. We had a good time. So, where can people find Octisha Frost if they want more of her?
You can now find me on on Blue Sky, I guess.
Blue Sky.
Oh.
The sky is blue.
Indeed. You can read my skeets on Blue
Sky. They're called posts on Blue
fucking
Sky.
Fucking skeets. Everyone people started calling them skates.
It was a fucking piss take of Elon.
I've seen so many people unironically actually just be calling them casual.
There might have been a piss take and then people just went with it. Because sometimes people don't realize something's a piss take.
Okay. So they can find you watch your thing on Blue Sky. Come on.
I'm just Octisha Frost.
Just Octisha Frost. Ryan, where can the people find you?
I exist here.
Oh, and also you can find me on twitch.tv/OctishaFrost as well.
And I've been Hope Freyrol. You can find me at twitch.tv/HopeFreyrol. And you can find me on Blue Sky as Hope Freyrol and on Twitter as @HFreyrol. And of course, you can find us all
hdansforhentai.com/sgopodcast. All right, everyone, fuck off.
Sorry,
but piss off. Right, bye. What are you still doing there?
Thank you for listening to this episode of Stargate Oversight. Stargate Oversight is myself, Hope Frail, Octisha Frost, and Ryan. This episode had no guests. Also, it's on time! Justice within Tuesday. Just woohoo! An extended cut of this episode can be found at patreon.com/sgopodcast. For just £3.50 a month, you too can get yourself a delicious bonus episode with extended jokes. Sorry. You can get yourself a delicious bonus episode, often where we talk about a movie or a TV show that has nothing to do with Stargate. You can also get extended cuts of the regular episodes when they ran too long, or maybe even some of the jokes that were a little too spicy. The main cut. All right, everyone. We'll see you next week for another episode. We'll see you next week for The Fifth Race. Goodbye!